Today's topic is flee sexual defilement. Sexual defilement means to corrupt the act of sex. And to flee means to run away from something perceived to be dangerous or harmful. Sex is a holy mystery. It's a powerful bonding agent that shapes and affects the relationship between husband and wife as nothing else can. In today's world, sexual immorality is spreading like wildfire, and sadly, this is fast creeping into the church. The Bible clearly states that sex belongs in marriage between husband and wife. Sex in marriage is unique, exclusive, and wonderful. According to Hebrews 3:4, that tells us very clearly, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. Sex isn't just casual fun. It is not just a feel-good way of expressing mutual love. It's about two people becoming one flesh. But today, many people think that sexual purity is outdated and archaic, and as such, they allow all forms of sexual defilement to overtake them. But as for you, I pray for you today that you shall be exempted. In Jesus' name. There are different types of sexual defilements, and this includes premarital sex, which is sexual intercourse between two unmarried people. Second, there is extramarital sex, which is sexual relationship outside of one's matrimonial home. It can also mean an illicit romantic friendship or attachment outside of marriage. Recently, I heard a story of a couple who are unfaithful to each other sexually in their marriage. And each of them, unknowing to each other, were talking on the internet to their lovers, unknowingly that they were talking to themselves. However, on the day they met, it was a shocker to both of them. That shall not be your story in Jesus' name. Also, masturbation, which is the practice of sexually self-stimulating of one's genitals for sexual pleasure. We also have pornography, which is the act of watching sexually stimulating pictures and videos. Then there is what is called homosexuality, which is known also as lesbianism or gay. This is sex between same-sex individuals. In most countries, now it has been legalized for individuals of same sex to get married, even in the church. This is contrary to scripture. And I must tell you, listener, there are several dangers of sexual sin. Sexual sin is extremely costly. My prayer for you is that you shall not be caught in it. One, it is destructive. It has the capacity to destroy one's life and future. In Genesis 35, we are told about Reuben, the first son of Jacob, and a very promising young man. But he laid with his father's concubine and was cursed. Samson, in Judges chapter 16, was disgraced and killed because he defiled himself with the Philistine, who is Delilah. It tears from inside out. From scripture, sexual defilement is a sin not just against God, but against your own body. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 18a, sexually transmitted diseases that are over 30, including gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV, are part of the dangers of getting involved in sexual sin. How about unintended pregnancy and emotional pain? These are often the price paid for sex without marriage. It can also lead to physical injuries inside and outside of the body, including cuts, tears, severe bleeding, and damage to internal reproductive organs, which sometimes require surgery to correct. It causes psychological damage to victims, including depression, fear, anxiety, distrust, and sometimes suicidal thoughts. How about interruption of schooling, as victims are often forced to drop out of school? I can never forget when I was in college, I had a mate in school then. We used to attend the same fellowship together, but we never knew that she was seriously involved in sexual sin with another brother at that time. Long story short, she spent almost 10 years before she graduated from college. You shall not be caught in it. Then, sexual defilement is addictive and it torments. Many are sex addicts, and this has caused them to be hypersexual. It holds one captive and it manipulates their thoughts. Just like every other sin, sexual defilement torments. Anyone who indulges in it is constantly tormented with guilt, fear, anxiety, and disdain. And how about social stigma? And then, of course, number three, sexual sin separates you from God. Romans 6:23, it tells us the wages of sin is death. Sexual sin pulls people away from God. But the good news is you can live free. Many people are living free. Therefore, you can also live free if you choose to. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, we're told about the young man, Daniel. He purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's rich food or drink or lifestyle. And the end result, he was 10 times better than all of his colleagues. He had clarity of vision, which led to his greatness in Babylon, even as a slave. Your story and testimony shall be stronger. In Acts 21, we are told about the four daughters of Philip, young ladies. They were virgins, talking about sexual purity, and they were used mightily by God in the prophetic. You also can have that kind of testimony. However, I must let you know, listener, the best way to combat sexual defilement is to flee from it. 1 Corinthians 6:18, it tells us, flee fornication. You don't wait, you flee. How do I flee sexual defilement? Somebody might ask. You flee lustful passion. Lustful passions refer to cravings, longings, and desires. This fleshly sexual lust wage war against the soul, according to 1 Peter 2:11b. Flee from them. As a Christian, even though you are indwelt by the Spirit of God, you still live in a mortal body surrounded by worldly amusements. How do I flee? What are the ways to flee? One, flee spiritually. How do you do this? Exercise your dominion over sexual sin. Romans 6:12a tells us, let not sin reign in your mortal body, so you have the power to refuse it. Rebuke thoughts of sexual sin when they come. Command your body and say things such as, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I won't defile it. Rule over your desires. Don't allow your desires to rule over you. Nurture your spirit man daily and the flesh will gradually die. Fast if you need to, pray if you need to, and follow after righteousness. Cease from every habit and thing that defiles your spirit man. The power of sin, you must understand, was broken and destroyed on the cross when Jesus said in John 19:30b, it is finished. Therefore, you have the ability to refuse sexual sin from reigning in your life. A man by name Adepoju shared his testimony recently, how he was held captive by the spirit of sexual immorality for 12 years, even though he was born again long time ago. He desired a change. He prayed, he fasted, he meditated on the word of God according to him, and now he is totally delivered. Your testimony shall be stronger. Secondly, flee mentally. How do you do this? Flee from corrupt stimulus. Take away your eyes from sexual images and videos. In this advancing age of technology and gadgets, be mindful of what you watch, what you read, what you see, and indulge in. It's very common these days. You see people all over the place with earpiece, listening to what and watching what only they and God knows. Be careful. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, we are told about King David. He committed adultery with Bathsheba, because he saw her naked while walking on the roof of his palace. As a result, God punished him by proclaiming that the sword will not depart from his house. What a tragedy. You shall not be caught. Therefore, avoid lustful imaginations and materials which contain corrupt and sexually defiling content. Unguided and uncontrolled surfing on the internet can expose you seriously to pornography online. Take caution. People are exposed to and hooked by sexual images and related matters through the media such as television, social media, pornographic videos, the internet, and various magazines. Dear listener, if you have any of those corrupt materials in your possession, I advise you right away, destroy them today so they don't destroy your destiny. In my own library, in our own house, you can never find any of those corrupt materials. You also can do the same thing. And thirdly, you flee physically. Run away from tempting situations. In Genesis 39, we are told about Joseph. He fled from defilement when he was being enticed by Potiphar's wife. At the end, he was gloriously enthroned. He became the prime minister in a foreign land where he was sold as slave. Don't go to the opposite sex house alone and say things like, oh, nothing will happen. Oh, I have prayed. Oh, I'm a strong man and woman in the Lord. Most likely, something might happen. Flee from immoral friends and associates. 2 Samuel chapter 13 tells us about Amnon, who was one of the sons of David, but laid with his sister Tamar because of the advice from his evil friend Jonadab, which incurred the wrath of her brother Absalom and led to his death. You shall not be destroyed. Therefore, dissociate from people who you perceive can lead you to sexual sin. Genesis 34 tells us about Dinah. She disobeyed God and went to visit the women of the land. Shechem saw her there and raped her. Evil communications, remember, corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Your destiny shall not be corrupted. Therefore, associate with godly people. Move with people of the same vision who can actually help you flee fleshly lust and pursue Christ. Stay away from friends who encourage sexual immorality or feel that sexual sin is okay. And young people, listen to me carefully. Beware of peer pressure. Majority of young people get involved in premarital sex due to peer pressure. Everyone does it. Somebody might tell you, beloved, don't be deceived. Stay pure. Your destiny is very glorious. There is a growing trend amongst young people these days to think that it is old-fashioned if they don't experiment with sex before marriage. Listen, don't exchange your dignity for popularity. Some think that it is part and parcel of modernity to engage in sex before marriage and want to familiarize themselves with matters concerning sex before they get married. Be careful, the future is too glorious. How about drug and alcohol abuse? There is a high correlation between alcohol and sexual defilement. Genesis 19 tells us about Lot's two daughters. They committed an abomination by getting their father drunk and lying with him. At the end, they were cursed. You shall not be cursed. A number of youngsters also, especially those from rural areas, tend to become involved in drugs and alcohol. Truth is, it is very difficult to control your sexual drives when you are under the influence of drugs and alcohol. How about fashions in clothing? Trending fashion, especially in clothing, can also lead to sexual perversion. These days, it is difficult to find clothes that are not revealing and tight-fitting. This makes females, especially young ones, to flaunt their bodies and makes them vulnerable to sexual predators that are willing to buy them expensive clothes in exchange for sexual favors. Beauty, remember, is displayed in character, not in clothes. Therefore, wear clothes that respect your privacy. Your outward appearance is an index of your heart. However, if you have been sexually defiled, this is not to condemn you. All hope is not lost, but you must understand, first, there is no sexual sin that is beyond God's forgiveness, according to 1 John 1:9. However, second, you must take practical steps to ask God for forgiveness. And thirdly, embrace God's grace and power to help you overcome all forms of defilement as listed above. And finally, number four, refuse to go back to your vomit. I pray for you today, in case you have been engaged in sexual defilement in time past, for forgiveness, and that the grace of God will be abundantly available for you. You will never go back to your vomit again, in Jesus' name. In conclusion, listener, sexual purity is key to spiritual authority. Someone has said, and I believe this is very true, sex without God is full of dangers. Therefore, listener, receive grace to flee every form of sexual defilement. Whether you are single or married, I pray for you today for total liberty, to live a clean life, a life of dignity that will glorify God. Sin shall no longer have dominion over you, in Jesus' name. Finally, are you born again? Bow your heads and pray this prayer with me from your heart. Heavenly Father, today I come to you. I confess my sins. Have mercy on me and save me. From now on, I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer from your heart, I congratulate you. Now, log on to the website address at the bottom of the screen and fill the salvation form. Send your testimonies through this medium also, and connect with the social media handles at the bottom of your screen. And always remember, God is too faithful to fail. God bless you, and see you next time.